Welcome back to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. I'm your host, Bay, and I'm joined along with Jay.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Awesome, Jay.
Right on.
If this is your first time listening to our podcast, we're a couple of guys that just love talking about video games, Marvel, the cinematic universe, and mostly PS5 games.
Yeah.
And you were just telling me off mic here that PS5 has sold 10 million copies.
Yeah, man. They're selling a lot and continuing to sell out and surpass the PS4 and PS2 and PS3, like how fast they're selling. So that's why some people aren't even able to get them right now, because it just, when they're up for availability, it's just out.
Out.
Yeah.
It's just like that. It's kind of crazy that it's continued to be like this.
Yeah. I think because, like, you know, the pandemic, and then pandemic helped helped kind of broadcast, put a spotlight on video games. Like, it didn't matter what type of video game. It could have been, like, Animal Crossing, which is really big because, you know, communication is on the Switch, and you could have friends and family and just play there. Then on the PS5, when that came out, and people were just wanting something new, and they're spending money trying to get it. And then now, you know, because of the pandemic, it's hard to make these chips for the system, and it's hard to keep them on the shelves. Yet, video game industry overall is expanding and booming. So now you have all these people interested in video games are just scarfing it up. So it's just that whirlwind effect of timing for PlayStation.
Yeah. Crazy times. Well, that's not all we're going to talk about. We are going to cover some games that just came out on the PS5, and that's Tribes of Midgard and Hunter's Arena Legends. That's some interesting games there.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear James's take on some of these games as we progress through the show. And so, you can follow us on Twitter, and our handle is @JNBAY podcast. That's JNBAY podcast. You can send us an email at JNBAY@neighborgamers.com. And we're on all the social media platforms. So look for us on Instagram and that's JNBAY Neighbor Gamers. All right. So let's do this. Let's hit off some unique downloads and shout out to the neighbor gamers out there. We've got some unique ones in the U.S. Hialeah, Florida, and Castro Valley.
Oh, Hialeah, huh? Awesome.
Hialeah?
Yeah.
All right.
My sister-in-law probably downloaded that.
That is awesome.
Go spread it to your friends there, Jess. Thank you, finally.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I was like, wow, this is something else. This is different and interesting. And yeah, Castro Valley is, I don't know any family over there, but thank you. And that's over in Alameda, California. And then we have some regulars. We've got our regulars in Leander, Texas. And in India, we've got our friends and our neighbors, Allahabad, New Delhi, Jaipur, Agra, Chennai, Kolkata, Ahmedabad, Nagpur, and Pune. Thankful for those downloads. Also, Thornton, Australia, over outside of our continent. And let's go look at our homestead. California, Carlsbad, Sylmar. I love saying that. Spring Valley, Covina, San Diego, Ontario, Chula Vista, Calexico, and Poway.
All right.
Yeah, good week of downloads here, James.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. And let's talk about some interesting things we saw on Twitter. And this is a little further back, a few days back, which was Spider-Man Day.
Yeah.
Wow. And it got me kind of thinking. I was trying to look through my comics of some of my favorite comic book covers. And one of my favorite ones is The Secret Wars #8, and that has the black suit.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's black suit. Black and white. One of my favorite ones, and that actually is the history of of how Venom was coming at Origin.
Oh yeah, so I'm not too familiar. The only way I know Spider-Man is through the cinema.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of cinema, you know, we got all these movies from the old school Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And my gosh, that if I see another meme of him dancing.
I think that's the third one, right?
Yeah, number three.
Yeah.
That was horrible. That was a bad, very bad Spider-Man movie. but what was one of your favorite ones, James?
I'll just mention them just by the events that happened, like in the movies. Like, you know how he's saving New York City with the train?
Yeah.
And he's pulling on, it's pushing him and he's trying to stop it.
Yeah.
That scene is iconic because now they have it in the new Spider-Man on the PS5 or PS4. You know, and he references it, he jokes about it in the game. And like the new one, I totally love how they didn't have to introduce him to the audience because we all know how, most people know how Spider-Man got his
powers.
Yeah, because he was bitten by a radioactive spider, right?
Yeah.
And then just his whole sequence of growing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with him and I forgot the villain's name. Was it Hawk?
Vulture.
Thank you.
Homecoming, right?
Yeah, with Homecoming.
Yeah.
And it's played by Michael Keaton, right?
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, the whole scene when they're in that, I'll spoil it a little bit, where they're in the whole scene, that whole scene where they did the stoplight and Michael Keaton's character is interviewing basically Peter about if he's Spider-Man or not. And then you can feel the tension in that car. And then you see the stoplight go from green to red, like identifying that Michael Keaton's character understands that. Yeah, this guy's Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man.
And then, you know, the daughter leaves the car, and then he goes, hey, Peter, come in the car. I want to talk to him real quick. And then that's when he reveals, like, I know. And you can tell, you can see his facial expressions, and like, I'm going to kill you. You do anything with my family, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, dang, man, you know? And then, like, I love how Peter becomes, like, Spider-Man, just because he had to go back to his old suit, and then, you know, suffer through that way,
right?
To use Tony Stark's suit, pretty much.
Pretty much, right? Also, you know what? There was a lot of good casting for that. His buddy, the guy in the chair,
mm-hmm.
right? He was really good. And also, I thought Zendaya did a really good job as MJ.
Yeah.
And it flowed really well, that movie. You know, it's like nothing where you're kind of like bored or anything like that.
Yeah.
A really good flow to that movie. Yeah. Good ups and downs.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Now, I remember, and I don't know if I'm going to date myself because there used to be an old like live action show on television. And it had the guy playing Spider-Man and they do that thing where dude was like, fake crawling on the side of the building, you know, and just kind of like moving his arms and stuff. He wasn't ripped or anything. He wasn't like super muscular or strong looking.
Uh-huh.
But it was kind of a corny version of Spider-Man. And one of my favorite things is the old school song. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Yeah.
Spins a web.
Dang, you got it, man. Look at this.
Catches these just like that.
Yeah, this is off the cuff right there, man. He's doing it.
that was fun. That was great. That was a cool thing to watch.
Yeah.
And it had that crazy music intro. You know, and then further from there,
yeah.
there was Spider-Man and Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Firestar.
That's so funny. I'm Friends.
Firestar and Iceman.
That is such a funny title. Spider-Man Friends.
it had to be in because it's on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
So you're with your friends watching cartoons.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I was on vacation. We're like, and you know, when you're on vacation, you're just kind of vegging out. And my brother-in-law was telling me, he's like, hey, do you know that Stan Lee, he approved Spider-Man in Japan? Like way back then. So he sent me a YouTube video of like the best episodes or scenes from this. And you see Japanese Spider-Man, you know, just the best scene. So I don't really know what the plot is, but it looks like I just, you know, reference like Power Rangers. So it looks like there's a character there that's female, looks like Rita. Okay. And she's, I guess, the baddie there. And you see Spider-Man. You see him climbing the walls and everything. It looks good.
Yeah,
it looks good. You don't see no strings or anything. But the action sequences, it's funny because, you know, when you think of a spider web nowadays, it's all like CG, so it looks very thin. And you can see the texture and of the web. And here it looks like a
string.
Rope, man. It's a thick rope. And they make a spider web, which is a legit spider web. It's huge because he's like carrying a car or preventing it from falling off the cliff. And it's funny. And he pulls it with like all his might. And then he jumps into his Spider-Man car, which is pretty... Because I bought that car, that Mattel car, Comic-Con 2 years ago, and thinking that it... like selling price, but no, it's like up for like $10 or whatever. I'm gonna keep it. And I saw it in the Japanese version.
No way.
I was like, whoa, that's cool. So that's where I came from. And then what blew my mind is that Spider-Man had a Megazord. Yeah.
Wow.
He gets in this robot and it's like Power Rangers.
Wow.
Yeah, he's fighting. It's like Godzilla. So it made me laugh.
So it was pretty much like Power Rangers with the guys in suits and stuff?
Yeah, and instead of being like five individuals forming one robot, it was just Spider-Man summoning his own Megazord.
That's awesome.
But like his chest plate had the red and the web-looking palette. But it didn't have anything else related to Spider-Man. It's just like your headphones, like black and gold.
Wow. that's funny.
Yeah.
It's crazy how it's just changed over the years.
Yeah. And it's awesome how it's just showing like how Spider-Man is reaching different regions of the world.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, right?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, what's your favorite Spider-Man villain?
Villain? Oh, wow, man. They always show like Doc Ock, even in the video game, it's Doc Ock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can see why. I mean, they're both like extremely smart, especially in the game at least. The movie too. Like Doc Ock's very smart, Peter Parker's very smart, and I guess it would have to be him because I know Rhino is just very strong.
Right.
And then they have the Scorpion dude, but they didn't really go into him. And again, this I only know the knowledge I know is due to the video game.
How about William Dafoe?
Oh yeah, Green Goblin.
Yeah.
I can't wait for what they're gonna do in Spider-Man 2 in the game.
Oh man, William Dafoe is just
he's
psycho, man. Yeah. That guy's like crazy.
Yeah,
and he gets all into it, and he makes that crazy face, and his lines on his face go all crazy and stuff. And yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Did you like the Spider-Man the animated one, the movie, Multiverse?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I always think of Sunflower.
Yeah. Da, da, da.
yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, it has
Miles Morales.
Yeah, yeah. It has great animation.
Oh yeah.
And you get I was listening to like a little documentary of it, and they're saying that you could tell when he becomes when he feels more comfortable as Spider-Man, when Miles does, because his frames when he's moving finally becomes the same frames as most of the characters in the movie.
Okay.
Because he's off rhythm until like towards the end.
Okay.
So if you haven't watched it, or you watched it multiple times, look for his animation, because it's all jumpy in the beginning.
Nice. Okay, all right, I'm gonna have to check that out. So we just had Spider-Man Day. Other things on the video game radar, at least for me, PS5 making a move with an expandable memory.
Yeah, so the PlayStation beta is, you could sign up for the beta. So basically, you'll get this firmware for the software updated before everybody else. And basically, you're testing it. So you sign an agreement, like, I'm going to test this thing and there might be problems.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing. They do that for games. And, you know, I mean, basically, that's the early adopter.
Sure.
All right. So with this, for example, you're able to change out your expandable memory, because I think it comes with how much? 800 typically? Is it 800 or something?
Something like that.
But it gets reduced to like 600 or maybe you start with 1,000 and it goes down to like 600. I don't know. I forget what it is. And now you're able to expand it. So I brought up Amazon here, And let's see how much it costs right now. So the creator, one of the architects for the PS5, he said he's putting in this Western Digital WD Black 2 TB SN850 internal gaming SSD solid state drive. Mm-hmm. And this one comes with a heat sink, because that's what they recommend, having a heat sink on it. Because if you don't, then you might burn out your system or that memory.
Right.
This thing right now, without the heat sink, is $429 prime. Right.
Okay.
But then from third retailers on Amazon, it's $689, because that thing is sold out. I saw it on Newegg. I was trying to see how much it would cost there, and it just says backordered.
Wow. That's steep. That's too much.
Yeah. I mean, just for now, because it's really fast. Right. You know, that's how you're able to play Ratchet and Clank, and how you're able to speed up your load times from when you have the correct game, for example, like from the PS4 Black Ghost of Tsushima, when you play on your PS5, it loads like really fast.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it's relatively expensive.
Yeah, that's a steep price, man. It's like buying another PlayStation 5.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah. It's for those that like to keep their whole collection on like instantaneous, where you don't have to re-download it.
I think I'm going to re-download my games. Yeah. You know, put it in the library and then re-download it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, sometimes after I finish a game, I don't play it ever again.
Right. So people like you and I, for example, like when I beat a game and I'm not going to platinum it, I just delete it. Because I won't go back to it.
Exactly.
But again, there's people that like to jump games and it's so convenient, especially with digital now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I feel like playing Ghost of Tsushima. And then, you know, like, nah, I want to play The Last of Us, or like, I want to play like Knockout City. You know, yeah. You could totally jump. Now, like, for example, like, so what I do keep is my multiplayer games. So I keep Guilty Gear and then keep Knockout City, because I know like one of these days you and I are going to play again.
Yeah.
Or, like, we're going to talk about Tribes. I mean, like, the Destiny crew's playing it. I know that you're playing it, and some of your family members are playing it, so.
And the good thing is a lot of the multiplayer games don't have a lot of, that doesn't take up a lot of memory.
Yeah, it's like 5 gigs, right? Unless it's like Call of Duty, that thing's like a lot.
Right. That's probably one of the exceptions. So let's move on into Tribes of Midgard.
Let me pick your brain real quick. So okay. If it's like $200 for 2 terabytes, would you jump on it?
$200 is more reasonable, but it's memory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it is. It's still too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I know there have been articles saying that it's very hard to change out the memory on the PS5 versus the Xbox, where the Xbox, you just purchase their, because Xbox sells their own SSD, and it's just plug and play. Whereas this one, you have to remove the outer white shell of the machine, and then you flip it over, and you'll see where the bay is, and you just remove it and you unscrew it. So it's not too hard. I mean, I've done it on the PS4, where you have to update the HD, the hard drive there. So it's not too bad.
Yeah, you know what? I was reading an article, and there was like an audio clip where I could play it, and I started listening to this, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a little more involved. I think I would need like a YouTube video to watch while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And only because like I'm not a computer geek where I can just say, oh yeah, this goes here and this goes there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd be very cautious to like take something out that I shouldn't, you know?
Yeah. I agree, because I need a walkthrough, but because like you, I can't just read it. I'm like, okay, I know exactly which one I need to go pick up at Best Buy or at Fry's or whatever, you know, or purchase on Amazon. And I know there's a bunch of people on YouTube are just going to examine each of these, expandable drives, and then do a review on it, and then you can make your purchase then. I would just wait.
Yeah.
Especially when the prices are that high.
Yeah, and it could be a chance where it goes down.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think over time, this is going to come down.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
So, Tribes of Midgard, and this is an interesting game by Gearbox, right? And Visually, it's all right, okay, and okay. It's not gonna blow you away. It's got kind of that cell shaded look to it. I think that camera angle is kind of weird sometimes.
Is it like Diablo or does it change? Is it static?
You can change it, but then it's like you want it to move at a different angle and it won't. You know what I mean? So you're kind of trying to do stuff and you're manipulating it. I kind of like turn my head and I don't get it the way I want it to look. You know, when I'm doing simple tasks like, you know, picking up sticks or whatever.
So is this like Diablo where you just pick up a character and you just run through and try to defeat as many enemies as fast as you can and picking up gear?
Not so much. Okay. So it's more of a survival game, and then you get to do some basic choices to how you want your player to look. You can make it male, female, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Complexion, very, very basic. It's nothing like Cyberpunk or Elder Scrolls, right? Mm. But the thing is you have to find materials so that you can make stuff like even a pickaxe. Uh-huh. So to make a pickaxe, you have to pick up some twigs and some flint, you know? And then you have to have a pickaxe for, you know, mining, and then you have to have an axe for lumber, you know? And so you go from there, and then you have to go from there and mine ore, and then mine stone. And it just slowly, you have to do all this because your gear is not going to improve. And you need to also, you want your armor, and then you want your, you know, your swords and your axes and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And my recommendation is, okay, so you start the game, you need to go and pick up some flint and some wood, and then you just go from there and do everything close to your village. Because if you venture too far off, you're gonna get jacked up, man. There's gonna be these ogres and stuff out there. You're gonna get some wolves trap you, and you can manage some of that. But as your health goes down, you either have to use a potion or you've got to go find one of these like fountains that will re-energize you.
Mm-hmm.
So your base also has this person that will heal you, and then also at the base you'll have like a person that help you with potions, your blacksmith, and then your armor person.
Okay. And so the point of the game is to build up the village because there's an enemy that's going to attack you at the end of it or something? Or?
So every night you get attacked by by these things,
okay.
These creatures,
yeah,
right. So, and you have to protect your village. The whole goal is to protect that tree. You have a tree,
yeah,
in the middle of your village, and every time you do a task, whether it's gathering stuff or completing a mission or defeating enemies, you will get these souls, yeah. And then you have to feed those souls to the tree to keep it alive.
Now
there's other. I haven't made it all the way through.
It seems like there's multiple ways you can die in this game.
There is, and which makes it fun,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so there's these big behemoths. They're like titans that land in your map.
Yeah.
And then you've got to kill it before it gets to your village. And if you do kill it, you get a bunch of loot.
Okay.
So I think the main thing is to get resources and get loot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's fast travel, which is good. You have to unlock certain areas for you to be able to use certain travel points.
Okay.
Now, there's some basic fast travel points, and that helps. But what you'll find out as you pick these missions, and you can pick the missions, these little quests, from easy, medium to hard, but they're way far off the map.
Yeah.
And so what happens is this, you get pulled on one side of the map, and then it becomes night, and you got to go back to your
village. You got to run back, because yeah. You get destroyed by these other enemies.
Right. Now, most of the time, unless you're in an area that doesn't allow you to do the quick, fast travel,
mm-hmm.
most of the time you just hit the quick, fast travel, and you'll go back to your village. Yeah. Now, the problem is the back and forth, and then if... You have some people in your group because it could be like a group of 10 or it could be less, yeah. right? If some people in your group don't know what they're doing and they're way far from the village and they're leaving your village exposed,
yeah.
and you're not communicating with your group,
yeah.
then you can it could be a very quick game.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've played?
Well, maybe about an hour and a half.
Okay. That you survived?
Yeah.
So does stuff carry over to your next game or no?
So this is what I found out, and I kind of found this out the hard way. So like try to save things, right? And
yeah.
So you save it and you go back to it. What happens is, you know, even though you leave, the game still goes on. So if someone is in the game, it will continue to progress.
Uh-huh.
And then so let's say you left and then you come back a couple hours later, you know, went to go walk the dog, came back a couple hours later.
Yeah.
It's over, but you still do. If you do it that way, you still get some benefits, some leveling up.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you don't get to keep your armor or anything like that.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's returnal. It's returnal for bait.
Yeah, it is. and you know what though? Because of the type of game of it is, it's not that frustrating
okay.
because you've got people that can help you out.
Yeah.
And there's like a town chest. So if you've got a bunch of stuff, I can throw it in that town chest. Yo, man, I need some, you know, stone or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you help me out? And then you can throw it in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, as it is, I've tried the world mode, and then I've tried the solo. And the solo is basically that. You're by yourself.
Oh.
It's not as fun.
Yeah.
And then there's the survival mode. And I actually like that one. So the survival mode is a little bit different, but it's what you have to do is create a world. But I actually like that. I like that pacing a little better because in the world mode, it's too fast.
Oh
yeah. So and it's harder for me to explain. I need to play it a few more times to get a better grasp of it.
Okay.
I like it, and it's more fun playing, like I played with my daughter.
Yeah.
It's more fun playing with somebody than it is playing by yourself.
Yeah.
I completely think this is like, hey, me, you, and your Diabros, man, we like jump on, hey, we're going to make a world, this is it, whatever, let's go jump in, and yeah. let's do it.
Okay.
It's a fun, it's $20.
Yeah, I just downloaded it, and I downloaded it before I came over here.
Yeah.
And by the time I got here already, it's only like 4 gigs.
Yeah. It's a quick download.
Yeah.
And then it has like leveling up similar to that tier thing like Fortnite,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you get to this level and you unlock this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not as many cool, at least for me, cool looking rewards, you know, like, oh, hey, I want, like in Fortnite, oh, hey, I want that backpack or whatever.
Right. All right, it was like you run around with a gun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like it so far. I think it's going to grow on me.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to play it. I just downloaded it again. I just want to play it now.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty neat. Now, the other game is Hunter's Arena Legends.
Yeah.
I want to hear you first. Okay. What do you think?
So, you know, I came back from the trip, and then I said, let me download this PlayStation game that's free on PSN for August. Because I know I mentioned in past episodes that I was going to try it out, because it looked pretty cool. Like, the whole point of it is a battle royale, third-person beat-em-up, where you're using martial arts and weapons. So, just scrolling through the characters, each character could be melee, and it goes melee, mid-range, and long-range. So you either use like a staff or like if people are familiar with Soul Calibur, those rings that kind of look like the hula hoops. So this lady like throws them. Or I chose this person that has a sword, but when you do his special moves, which is like you have to press L1 and square, kind of reminds me of Ivy. It's a sword that splits into like a whip. And there's your basic attack with square, your triangle. I don't even know what that does. I forget what triangle does. I don't know if that's parry or not.
Is that the, I think that's the basic attack, and then the triangle is like the martial art move or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
And R1's block, so block button, circle. I don't remember. And if that's quick, quick dodge or something.
I had the hardest time trying to figure out what block was.
Oh,
yeah. And I would get killed and stuff. I'm like, finally, I went to the tutorial and saw it.
Yeah. And that's what the game does. It throws you into a tutorial first. You're just kind of thrown in with this guy with dual blades. You're like, what is this? So it's just basically teaching you how to play the game without telling you what the goal of the game is. And so you log in, and then you're in a world with, I don't know how many people, or say 30, for example. And then the map opens up, so you jump off this like tower. And now everybody's level zero, and now you got to destroy, kill these AI opponents, which drop gear. Then you see treasure, you pick up the treasure, and depending on what it is, it auto like equips it for you, I believe, like in the early stages. And then you might run into an enemy, which is like a player. So now it's player versus player. You defeat them, you get their gear, and you just survive till the end. So they have that, and then they have like that 3v3 mode, or like a team mode, kind of like Apex Legends, and it's the same thing.
Okay.
But playing the game, and you know, I'm a very stickler with gameplay in regards to how responsive the game is, it's kind of laggy. You press square, and then you're like, huh, now it comes out, you know?
Yeah.
Which is funny, because like after I played maybe a good hour of this game, or maybe 4 or 5 minutes, I went to Knockout City just to check it out, because I haven't been here, you know? And or I did play it on Switch. So let's go to that real quick. So playing Knockout City on the Switch, I was telling Bay, it's like, open your eyes and water. It is so blurry. It is so blurry. They keep the 60 frames, which is great, because, you know, you gotta catch those dodgeballs and throw them, like, real quick. But it is blurry. It is so blurry. I cannot. So I tried it a couple times, because I wanted to check out the new stages of Season 2. You know, the stages that change while you're playing the game, which is awesome. And then they have that new soda ball. And when you get hit by it, you kind of just get drenched in soda, so your whole screen is blurry. And I think it makes the ground sticky, too. I don't know. I haven't got in the match where people are using the ball.
Really?
However, I got to say, when I tried logging in today, dude, I was waiting in matchmaking for like over 2 minutes.
Really?
So that means like the player population has significantly decreased. Yeah, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, real quick with Knockout, before I comment on that other game, Hunter's Arena, my daughter and I played it, and we were loving Knockout City. We weren't really impressed with the new loot, or the lack of new loot,
yeah,
when they did the change, the Season 2.
Yeah.
I wasn't real happy with that one map where it's closing in. They took that kind of Fortnite style,
yeah,
and they close it in and stuff. What we found was we were fighting the same group
over and over,
over and over.
Yeah.
You're talking about the pool of people decreasing.
Yeah.
Well, we got our butts kicked by this group like 2 times, and we're like, man, I don't want to play this team again.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so we switched to a different mode. So that's going to hurt them if the player base is shrinking.
Yeah.
That's
what those multiplayer games are all about. It's the player, the community of the games. And if they start dipping out and playing other games, then that game is slowly going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
It is a fun game.
I love it.
Yeah. It's a simple mechanics and stuff. I hope that doesn't happen. But we'll see. Like you said, the wait time, 2 minutes, that's too long.
And that's too long. And they had like a new mode where it's eight players, but it's 1v1, or player versus player, so there's no team. And it's hectic, and it's first to 15, and that's the only round. So it's pretty fun. But again, 2 minutes, man, it's a long time.
That's too long.
Yeah.
That's too long.
But going back to players, what was the game called? Hunter's Arena.
You forgot about
Legends.
It, right? Hunter's Arena Legends.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, I just tried another character. I was like, instantly when I hovered over the character, I was like, let me try this person.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I don't think it's for me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they try to do the eye candy thing. They put some cute Japanese or Asian girls in skimpy outfits, and then you get to try to play them, and it doesn't respond well. Like this one girl with a big sickle.
Yeah.
That sounds funny. Like I do her special move and she's like floating around. I'm like, what the freak? What the heck is this? I'm just like ice skating, like around with the sickle and stuff.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, I got to figure out the mechanics and figure out which character I want to commit to.
Yeah.
I found that one of the players that I liked using in the tutorial, the girl Sandy.
Okay.
It's not even available.
Oh, you have to purchase her?
I think you have to.
Yeah.
And see, so I think there's that money grab aspect to the game, you know, and it's a free game, so they have to try and make their money somewhere. But that could be disappointing, you know.
Yeah.
Now, it was clunky.
Definitely clunky.
And the sound, it sounded old.
Yeah, it did. Like, when you're hitting your opponents, it just sounds like you're playing Double Dragon.
You know what? That's a good call. Because I was thinking of Golden Axe.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. Same like, thing, yeah.
Like, the sounds, I'm like, shoot, man, the sounds are aged a little bit.
Yeah.
It just didn't fit.
It feels like a free-to-play game.
Yes. Yeah, no, yeah. It is.
There's some games that are free-to-play that don't feel like a free-to-play game.
Right.
Like Fall Guys or Knockout City, that didn't feel free.
Right.
Well, to me, at least.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to give it another try. I want to try out a few more players. I'm glad it's free.
We should team up and try.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That might work.
Yeah.
And maybe try the 3v3 and see how that pans out.
Yeah. Just a solo mode, too, like so it becomes like Street Fighter.
Is it only a PS5 or is it a PS4 also?
I think it's PS5 and PC.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, that's okay. I was thinking I'm trying to get me, you, and my daughter to jump in, but
yeah.
We only have one PS5.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm glad it's free.
Yeah, me too. They need that player base, so I'm sure they got an uptick because people are trying it out now. Just how long they're going to stay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's some other games on the horizon, and like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
And they got push back.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the first quarter, you know, the COVIDs, man. Get vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, it's peaking, the Delta variant, it's real. It's peaking its ugly head again. And then just off topic regarding video games, you know, most people in the hospital right now, they're unvaccinated. The people that are vaccinated are not heading to the hospitals. The people that are vaccinated, there are some breakthrough, which is called that you're vaccinated, but you do get COVID. They're not heading to the hospitals because their symptoms are mild. So the ones that are in the hospital, again, they are unvaccinated. So please get vaccinated so we can get out of this. Please.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the hospitals aren't hurting, which is good. Like not a lot of patients in the ICU. It's the younger crowd, the 20s to 40s that are there unvaccinated. And, keeping us in this in the pandemic.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm kind of glad you mentioned that because even like that people think, oh, it's only older people are getting it. No, it's
the young crowd.
Yeah,
you know, thankfully in San Diego, at least when I'm looking at statistics, like 70% of San Diego, the county, is vaccinated. So we're almost at that herd immunity. However, when it goes outside of our region, that's where it gets sketchy. So just be careful. Please get vaccinated, please.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're not, you know, maybe shy away from certain things.
Yeah, certain activities.
Yeah,
or wear a mask. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
and it's crazy. Like, you know, because I've been flying around this past 10 days, and what I do see like on the news is that people are getting violent on the on these planes, man.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it's like post-pandemic, but we're not post-pandemic, but we're in the pandemic, but then we reopened, but people are now like socializing, but they're angry. Just yeah. like hella fights in the airlines, man. Well, like on the plane.
You know, people aren't patient anymore.
Yeah.
And then they have these crazy expectations. It's like, yo, man, relax, bro. Like, yeah. relax, bro. We're on our plane trip to Hawaii, man. So it's, you know, we're going to end up in a nice spot. Don't be going crazy and stuff over something like they don't got the soda, whatever you want, or they don't have the alcohol you want.
Yeah.
Yo, man, give it a rest.
Yeah, this last one, there was this dude, like, flying from, he was flying into Florida, but he started groping on the flight attendants and then punched the flight attendant. And then the passengers tied him up in duct tape. Sucker.
Wow.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you get, you 22-year-old dude. And you say, Mom, my parents have $20 billion. Like, they have $2 billion. I'm sorry. If they have $2 billion, why are you sending an economy?
No doubt. Sucker. Right?
Yeah. Sucker. Shit. It's crazy. And then, like, I mean, like, what are you going to do with a person that's hitting people?
Right.
What else can you do?
Yeah. And props for those people that jump in.
Yeah.
You know, because...
And then the airline...
Somebody's got to do something.
Yeah, and the airline, like, had to suspend the flight, some of the staff, because they're helping with tying that person down. Oh, I mean, like, if you've never been in that situation where somebody's acting violent, and what else are you going to do?
Exactly.
You have to restrain them somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to wait till he beats everybody up?
Yeah. Or somebody else gets injured?
Yeah.
And he already hit the flight attendant, so... Oh, man. Yeah. Like, I saw comments like, oh, they should have landed the plane. Well, shit, you know, land the plane, how long is that going to take?
Right.
Yeah.
And what if you're out in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah.
What if you're going to land it on the water?
Yeah.
Stupid. People are dumb,
yeah,
man.
Some people are not realizing, like, how crazy it is to have someone that is disrespectful, hitting people, and then feel sorry for that person. I feel sorry for an extent that he's up there and he's... And he's upset. I understand that part, but then where he loses my respect is when he starts hitting people, or he starts being verbally abusive, or being like entitled, and then starts doing his tantrums and starts hitting and hurting people.
Yeah.
Then you gotta beat him down. Take the first hit, man. Take the first hit. That's gonna be your last hit.
Well, you know what some of these people need, man. They need some time.
Adam,
maybe they need some time playing some video games.
No,
just release some of all this tension and the stress or something.
Something, man.
Just, jeez,
yeah, that guy needed something else. Oh, well, sorry, throw it off. Back to video games. Sorry, that's my little spiel about being respectful to others. Please,
no, it's all good. And we're all kind of experiencing this movie at once, you know?
Yeah,
and we're seeing
living
it.
Through it.
Yeah. We're living through it, and we're trying to, like, wow, is this gonna end or is this gonna just continue?
Yeah,
you know, or we could just get drawn out.
Yeah,
games on the horizon.
The horizon.
Well, they said Horizon's of Dawn is pushed back.
I mean, I got pushed back to first quarter of 2022.
Kena: Bridge of Spirits got pushed back too.
Yeah, to September.
September.
Yeah, I was waiting for that game. But, you know, you got to do what they got to do. Make it good.
Yeah.
Because once they release it and it's bad, then people aren't going to play it, right?
Right. Well, one game I am still playing.
Yeah.
Yep. Last of Us 2. What is it?
So, yeah, I'm interested. So, you are in Abby's shoes now, her perspective.
I'm in Abby's shoes, man. And it's just like, I want to get out of these shoes, bro. I'm tired of being Abby.
Yeah.
I feel so manipulated that here they are, they're forcing me to play as Abby, and I for a bunch of times I let her get eaten up by zombies.
Oh damn!
I'm like, yo, man, I'm just gonna let these zombies eat me up.
She deserves this.
For Joel, you know. But I will say this: I am enjoying it. Yeah. And that's just like me venting my frustration at the story. The gameplay is pretty good. They overpowered her, though. Like, come on, man. You didn't let Ellie have a freaking semi-automatic rifle, you know, and be able to just crack dudes' necks.
Oh, because do you see Abby's arms, man?
Yeah.
She was focused. She's like, I'm going to kill Joel. That's my plan. That's my point in life right now. Right?
Yep.
So she worked out to, like, beat him up. Did they tell you why?
Well, because he killed her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you know how she was like scrawny back then too.
Yeah, she's a little girl.
Yeah, and then that just focused.
She killed him.
She
bro.
Bulked up, man.
she
bulked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, muscle milk, everything.
That's why she lives in that whole city with the cows and stuff. She needs some protein. Yeah. And then, you know, when you're walking through that stadium, like, dude, they got a gym. Right?
Right.
Dude, she's there, like, every day, man. Twice a day, like Arnold.
pretty luxurious in comparison to what Ellie and Joel were kind of. And they found a better place. But I'm going to finish it. There's one game I intend to finish. Yeah. There's other games I still haven't finished. And yeah. Like, the what was it?
Scarlet Nexus. Yeah.
Control.
Oh, dang.
What's the other game that had the three trilogy? The three different games put into one. My gosh, how come I can't remember this?
Oh.
Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah. I haven't touched that since like it came out.
Right?
Yeah.
Talking about backlog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't finish what's the other one with the little critters? Biomutant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I've got all those games.
Yeah, I think you got bored of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm probably gonna try to sell that one back.
Yeah.
Because at this point, it's worth something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely finish Last of Us because you're almost there, man.
Yeah, I'm on the cusp of something. I'm trying to see where this goes. The little guy, the young boy with the arrow, took off after. And this is the guy that had the sister that lost her arm.
Yeah. So she lost her arm already.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're in the aquarium, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. How she her arm was all busted up and they had to cut it off, right?
Yeah. Is that for real? That compartment syndrome?
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's a real thing.
And it's just like it gets infected and stuff? Mm-hmm.
Because it's like dying tissue and just spreads. Because it's infected.
It looks so real.
Yeah. Do you see the facial expressions of what's the doctor's name? Maggie or something? Margie?
The one that's pregnant?
Yeah. Oh, my dude, I don't like you, man.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind Abby. Like, I after playing it the second dude, time.
You like her, man.
I don't mind Abby.
Oh, man.
She was like, because, like, just seeing both sides and you'll see.
Dude, she's a homewrecker, bro.
I don't say I like her, I want to hang out with her.
But like her arms, bro. You just like her big muscular arms.
Dude, I
want to
be like Abby, man.
Oh, my gosh. Like Abby. Wow.
I'll be leaned up like Abby.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm going to spoil it. Enough with the spoiler alert.
It's that other dude's fault too, though, man.
Yeah, but...
Owen? Yeah.
You know what? When they had... When they made love, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't even, like, pleasant. It was
whoa.
It was like, wow.
I was like, whoa, they showed it.
I was like, this ain't even enjoyable, man. Like, what just happened here? What just happened here? They were mad at each other, and then, oh, boo, they started taking each other's clothes off. And,
Owen, man.
And that was it, and they moved on.
There are some parts in that game. So you already went through the hotel sequence? Like where you had to...
Oh, yes, when you had to travel down.
Oh, fuck, dude, that scared
that
shit out of me.
That freaking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That scared shit out of me. I'm like, oh, God, I hate this. I hate you, game. I hate you. I hate you so much.
After that, I had no ammo, nothing left.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I ended up killing him with the little pistol, little, like, 1911 or something.
How about the hospital? Did you go in the hospital already?
Oh, I think so. Wasn't that before?
I forget.
When she had to get the supplies?
You did, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that place. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Screw that place too, man. God.
It's all right.
Oh, these people coming out of the walls, man. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, speaking of The Last of Us, there's a new game. There's another game that's coming out, Dead Space. Did you play that game?
No.
So it's going to be a remake.
Okay.
And that's my friend Jan's at work, dude. He's going to love that. It's going to be remade, and it's going to be using PS, like, all these graphics now. Oh, I ain't playing that game. Nope. Check it out.
What?
Check it out, because it's pretty cool. So the way how it's showing you the character's health, it's, like, all on the character's spine, because it's third person. So just imagine Ellie, but, like, her spine has her health and her ammo and stuff. So it's sci-fi.
Okay.
You should play it, dude. Because like you like horror type.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and you know, here's another game that I wanted to play and we haven't played is the Village, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's endless.
Yeah.
So this is that, but it's great news for people that like video games. Because there's plenty. There's plenty to play.
Yeah.
You know, and some people just like to play one game, but yeah. I'm one of those that I just...
You like dabble.
Yeah. I want to try a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So...
Man, you'd be good at a buffet.
Oh, yeah. I never get tired.
Yeah. But,
okay, what's the name of it? The game?
Dead Space.
Dead Space.
Yeah.
All right.
It came out a long time ago. I think like PS2 era. PS2, PS3 era, somewhere around there.
No, they just recently, I think, remastered the Metro Exodus.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if that's worth looking at.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, neighbors, friends, you've been listening to Jay and Bay, Neighbor Gamer Podcast. I'm Bay. Jay, any final thoughts?
No, just stay safe, take care of each other, and take care of yourself.
Yeah. You know what? We have a lot to talk about today. And if you, like what we're doing, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes and just tell your friends about us and download us.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.